Chapter 2. The Bible, a Book from God. In what ways is the Bible different from any other book? How can the Bible help you cope with personal problems? Why can you trust the prophecies recorded in the Bible? Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: In what ways is the Bible an exciting gift from God? Can you recall a time when you received a fine gift from a dear friend? Likely the experience was not only exciting, but also heartwarming. After all, a gift tells you something about the giver, that he or she values your friendship. No doubt you expressed gratitude for your friend's thoughtful gift. The Bible is a gift from God, one for which we can be truly grateful. This unique book reveals things that we could never find out otherwise. For example, it tells us about the creation of the starry heavens, the earth, and the first man and woman. The Bible contains reliable principles to help us cope with life's problems and anxieties. It explains how God will fulfill His purpose and bring about better conditions on the earth. What an exciting gift the Bible is! Paragraph 3. Question: What does the provision of the Bible tell us about Jehovah, and why is this heartwarming? The Bible is also a heartwarming gift, for it reveals something about the giver, Jehovah God. The fact that He has provided such a book is proof that He wants us to get to know Him well. Indeed, the Bible can help you to draw close to Jehovah. Paragraph 4. Question: What impresses you about the distribution of the Bible? If you have a copy of the Bible, you are far from alone. In whole or in part, the Bible has been published in about 2,600 languages and thus is available to more than 90% of the world's population. On the average, more than 1 million Bibles are distributed each week. Billions of copies of either the whole Bible or part of it have been produced. Surely there is no other book like the Bible. Paragraph 5. Question: In what way is the Bible inspired of God? Furthermore, the Bible is inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 reads, "All Scripture is inspired of God, and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness." In what way? The Bible itself answers, "Men spoke from God as they were moved by Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1:21. To illustrate, a businessman might have a secretary write a letter. That letter contains the businessman's thoughts and instructions. Hence, it is really his letter, not the secretary's. In a similar way, the Bible contains God's message, not that of the men who wrote it down. Thus, the entire Bible truthfully is the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Harmonious and accurate. Paragraph 6 and 7. Question: Why is the harmony of the material in the Bible particularly noteworthy? The Bible was written over a 1,600-year period. Its writers lived at different times and came from many walks of life. Some were farmers, fishermen, and shepherds. Others were prophets, judges, and kings. The gospel writer Luke was a doctor. Despite the varied backgrounds of its writers, the Bible is harmonious from beginning to end. The footnote reads, "Although some people say that certain parts of the Bible contradict other parts of it, such claims are unfounded." End of footnote. The first book of the Bible tells us how mankind's problems began. The last book shows that the whole earth will become a paradise or garden. All the material in the Bible covers thousands of years of history and relates in some way to the unfolding of God's purpose. The harmony of the Bible is impressive, but that is what we would expect of a book from God. Paragraph 8. Give examples showing that the Bible is scientifically accurate. The Bible is scientifically accurate. It even contains information that was far ahead of its time. For example, the book of Leviticus contained laws for ancient Israel on quarantine and hygiene when surrounding nations knew nothing about such matters. At a time when there were wrong ideas about the shape of the earth, the Bible referred to it as a circle or sphere. The Bible accurately said that the earth is suspended upon nothing. Of course, the Bible is not a science textbook, but when it touches on scientific matters, it is accurate. Is this not what we would expect of a book from God? Paragraph 9, Question A. In what ways does the Bible show itself to be historically accurate and reliable? Question B. What does the honesty of its writers tell you about the Bible? The Bible is also historically accurate and reliable. Its accounts are specific. They include not only the names, but also the ancestry of individuals. In contrast to secular historians, who often do not mention the defeats of their own people, Bible writers were honest, even recording their own failings and those of their nation. In the Bible book of Numbers, for instance, the writer Moses admits his own serious error for which he was severely reproved. Such honesty is rare in other historical accounts, but is found in the Bible because it is a book from God. A book of practical wisdom. Paragraph 10, Question. Why is it not surprising that the Bible is a practical book? Because the Bible is inspired of God, it is beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight. 2 Timothy 3:16. Yes, the Bible is a practical book. It reflects a keen understanding of human nature. No wonder, for its author, Jehovah God, is the Creator. He understands our thinking and emotions better than we do. Furthermore, Jehovah knows what we need in order to be happy. He also knows what pathways we should avoid. Paragraphs 11 and 12. Question A. What topics did Jesus discuss in his Sermon on the Mount? Question B. What other practical matters are considered in the Bible, and why is its counsel timeless? Consider Jesus' speech called the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapters 5 to 7. In this masterpiece of teaching, Jesus spoke on a number of topics, including the way to find true happiness, how to settle disputes, how to pray, and how to have the proper view of material things. Jesus' words are just as powerful and practical today as they were when he spoke them. Some Bible principles deal with family life, work habits, and relationships with others. The Bible's principles apply to all people, and its counsel is always beneficial. The wisdom found in the Bible is summarized by God's words through the prophet Isaiah, "I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself." Isaiah 48:17. A book of prophecy. Paragraph 13, Question. What details did Jehovah inspire the prophet Isaiah to record regarding Babylon? The Bible contains numerous prophecies, many of which have already been fulfilled. Consider an example. Through the prophet Isaiah, who lived in the 8th century BCE, Jehovah foretold that the city of Babylon would be destroyed. Details were given to show just how the city would be conquered. Invading armies would dry up Babylon's river and march into the city without a battle. That is not all. Isaiah's prophecy even named the king who would conquer Babylon, Cyrus. Isaiah 44:27 to 45:2 reads, "The one saying to the deep waters, 'Be evaporated, and I will dry up all your rivers.' The one saying of Cyrus, 'He is my shepherd, and he will completely carry out all my will.' The one saying of Jerusalem, 'She will be rebuilt,' and of the temple, 'Your foundation will be laid.'" This is what Jehovah says to his anointed one, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have taken hold of to subdue nations before him, to disarm kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. Before you I will go, and the hills I will level. The copper doors I will break in pieces, and the iron bars I will cut down. Paragraphs 14 and 15. Question: how were some details of Isaiah's prophecy about Babylon fulfilled? Some 200 years later, on the night of October 5th to 6th, 539 BCE, an army encamped near Babylon. Who was its commander? A Persian king named Cyrus. The stage was thus set for the fulfillment of an amazing prophecy. But would the army of Cyrus invade Babylon without a battle, as foretold? The Babylonians were holding a festival that night and felt secure behind their massive city walls. Meanwhile, Cyrus cleverly diverted the water of the river that flowed through the city. Soon the water was shallow enough for his men to cross the riverbed and approach the walls of the city. But how would Cyrus' army get past Babylon's walls? For some reason, on that night, the doors to the city were carelessly left open. Paragraph 16. Question A. What did Isaiah foretell about the final outcome of Babylon? Question B. How was Isaiah's prophecy about Babylon's desolation fulfilled? Regarding Babylon, it was foretold, "She will never be inhabited, nor will she be a place to reside in throughout all generations. No Arab will pitch his tent there, and no shepherds will rest their flocks there." Isaiah 13:20. This prophecy did more than predict a city's fall. It showed that Babylon would be desolated permanently. You can see evidence of the fulfillment of these words. The uninhabited site of ancient Babylon, about 50 miles south of Baghdad, Iraq, is proof that what Jehovah spoke through Isaiah has been fulfilled. "I will sweep her with the broom of annihilation." Isaiah 14:22 and 23. Paragraph 17. Question: how is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy faith-strengthening? Considering how the Bible is a book of reliable prophecy is faith-strengthening, is it not? After all, if Jehovah God has fulfilled his past promises, we have every reason to be confident that he will also fulfill his promise of a paradise earth. Numbers 23:19 reads, "God is not a mere man who tells lies, nor a son of man who changes his mind. When he says something, will he not do it? When he speaks, will he not carry it out?" Indeed, we have hope of the everlasting life that God, who cannot lie, promised long ago. Titus 1:2. The footnote reads, "The destruction of Babylon is just one example of fulfilled Bible prophecy. Other examples include the destruction of Tyre and Nineveh. Also, Daniel's prophecy foretold a succession of world empires that would come into power after Babylon. These included Medo-Persia and Greece." End of footnote. The Word of God is alive. Paragraph 18. Question: what powerful statement does the Christian Apostle Paul make about the Word of God? From what we have considered in this chapter, it is clear that the Bible is truly a unique book. Yet its value extends far beyond its internal harmony, scientific and historical accuracy, practical wisdom, and reliable prophecy. The Christian Apostle Paul wrote, "The Word of God is alive, and exerts power, and is sharper than any two-edged sword, and pierces even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints from the marrow, and is able to discern thoughts and intentions of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. Paragraphs 19 and 20. Question A: how can the Bible help you to examine yourself? Question B: how can you show your gratitude for God's unique gift, the Bible? Reading God's Word or message in the Bible can change our life. It can help us to examine ourselves as never before. We may claim to love God, but how we react to what His inspired word the Bible teaches will reveal our true thoughts, even the very intentions of the heart. The Bible truly is a book from God. It is a book that is to be read, studied, and loved. Show your gratitude for this divine gift by continuing to peer into its contents. As you do so, you will gain a deep appreciation of God's purpose for mankind. Just what that purpose is and how it will be realized will be discussed in the following chapter. What the Bible teaches. The Bible is inspired of God and thus is accurate and reliable. 2 Timothy 3:16. The information found in God's Word is practical for everyday life. Isaiah 48:17. God's promises found in the Bible are certain to be fulfilled. Numbers 23:19.